This is from the old school, new school.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show, coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. If you were not with us in the first hour, we talked about the Obama speech in Cairo. What is it? Why is it? And who wrote it? And we analyzed that what we really think is there is a probably a big fight up there to within the Jewish community to actually allow Obama to do what he's doing. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go back to the phones with Betty in Canada. Betty, you're up. Is Betty still with us?
I thank you so much for your program. I'm a new listener. And I'm actually calling in on behalf of the women and the children around the world who are holding hands and praying with each other that while the men in the name of God and religion slit each other's throats, that we'll be safe. And I was raised an evangelical Christian, and the community that I'm living in right now in Toronto is multicultural, and the women are naturally, we're just reaching out to each other on public transit. There's a most beautiful connection going on, and, you know, we need to really focus, and I just appreciate the work that you're doing in uncovering, you know, the heinous stuff that's happening behind the scenes. And if you want to look at science, and if you want to believe in democracy and take a vote, actually, 52% of the population on the face of this earth are women. And if we had a chance to speak up, we just say that we want to connect and provide a safe home for our children. And I love you both.
Thank you. Thank you, Betty. Let me ask you something. You said you are an evangelical Christian, or you were?
That's how I was raised.
Okay. Now, is that like you believed in the rapture?
No, I don't at all.
Okay.
Not at
was
all.
That,
but
was
but
that,
the
was
way
that
I was raised,
taught?
My background, I can't get into it right now, but let's just say that it was the light that's been shed for me recently on the way that Zionism has overtaken the message of Jesus. And I was raised with actually the Bible being beaten into me, but the words of Jesus keep coming back to me now, and they resonate with every single thing that I'm connecting with in terms of other women who feel that, you know, we feel we're in peril, so we're reaching towards the truth. And I'm just saying that in every group there are absolutely beautiful and wonderful people, and the mistake that you can make is to tar everybody with the same brush, and when I hear people applying labels, I think that's counterproductive.
Yes. Now, what were you taught about Israel when at your church? Betty?
This is something I would really, really appreciate sharing with you. This is on the air, and so I need to be...
Just be truthful and be frank, because this is what we are here.
I was raised to believe that Israel was, the promised land and all that stuff. However, I soon realized that if you want to look at it, all through our history, and I've been a teacher my whole life, and all through our history and all through, whatever we've been told to teach that represents, you know, the last 100 years, it focuses on only one Holocaust, one event. And as I realize, I want to look at the last 100 years, and recently I've been thinking, I just want to see a spreadsheet that shows every single Holocaust that has happened, including, in Ireland, in Russia, in Africa.
Very good. Betty, unfortunately, we're out of time. Thanks a lot for your call. That was great. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. That was a great call with Betty from Canada. And to me, I think she's a true Christian. She found the truth. Unfortunately, she was not taught that truth before. And, you know, she said before the music, she said something that was extremely important. You want to look at Holocaust? Let's look at all the Holocaust. And let's study them. Let's see why it happened, how it happened, and what the end of it was. Because that was a great call. Mark, any comments before I go to Byron?
The one thing that stuck out in her comment is that she did realize that she came to this crossroads where she had to decide she was either going to be a Christian or she was going to be a Judeo-Christian, meaning a Zionist. And she realized that she could not walk on both of those roads. She was going to have to pick one or the other. The true teachings of Jesus are completely irreconcilable with the modern ideology of Zionism or anything like that. And it just goes to show you why these Christian Zionists, why they really do appear to have this madness inside them, is that they're trying to hold on to these two contradictory ideologies, and literally it has driven them insane.
Yeah. You know, something else, she, of course, had a message of her own to put out on the air, which is the women of the world and how they are getting together and praying together, and not just Christian women, but also women from all cultures, like a multicultural thing. And I agree with her that, you know, women, I don't care what country and what culture you are talking about, women are not being treated equal, even though we have that in the Quran, we have that in the Bible, we have that in, you know, God teaches that, that we are equal in responsibilities and in duties and, of course, in rewards. But I agree with her, 52% of the world, but they do not have half of that when it comes to their rights, et cetera, et cetera. So, yes, I agree. One day women will be free. And if women would know what Islam teaches about women, you know, don't let this stereotype of, you know, what you see in American media to actually fool you. And it's interestingly enough, Mark, most of those who are converting to Islam these days are women. The majority of them are women. And if that religion was so bad for women, why would practically women be seeking that religion? But anyway.
Not only that, Hisham, if I could just say one thing. A good friend of mine, I moved to college. She was a Christian from Jordan who came to the United States with her family, emigrated here. Literally the year that we started college together. And she, of course, now she's married. She has several children. She's been living in the United States for 20 years. She packed up her family, and they moved back to Jordan, chock full of Muslims. She is a Christian, practicing Christian woman. And, you know, I laugh whenever I hear these ignoramuses say, oh, the Muslims, they treat women like this, and they treat Christians like this. You know, I would pass along some of these emails that I would get to her, and she would sit and laugh. And she would tell me the stories as a Christian who grew up in a Muslim country about the friendships that she had growing up with Muslims. You know, they would go to each other's homes during religious holidays and whatnot. There was no cutting people's heads off. There was none of this business. This is just propaganda that has been used by Israel in order to get these idiotic Christian Zionists to go and fight the Jews' yep. wars for them.
You know, in the chat room on Skype, Habib just reminded me that in the Quran, there's a whole chapter actually titled Women. That's the title of the chapter, a whole chapter in the Quran called Women. There is no chapters in the Quran called Men, for instance. And as a matter of fact, Islam teaches that you are to respect women more than men. You know, if it did, if there is any inequality there, it would be that it gave women more respect and more rights than men. But of course, for a good reason. You know, one of the I'm going to go back to the phones in a second, but one day. A man came to the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and he told him, he asked him, who is the dearest person to me, or who should be the dearest person to my heart? He said, your mother. He said, who else? He said, your mother. He said, who else? He said, your mother. He said, who else? He said, your father. So three times he said, your mother, your mother, your mother. And the fourth time he said, your father. So you can see where Islam put women and the respect for women. I'll tell you what, I'm going to shut up here and go to Byron. Go to Byron in Canada, who has been waiting patiently. Thank you, Byron, for holding.
Yeah, I'll be real quick. Unfortunately, not only in Islam, but in Christianity, though, sometimes we don't always do what we're taught in the Bible or the Quran. That we don't always live up to exactly what you know, we were taught to do. What I was going to ask you was, when Obama made that speech and he quoted that scripture in the Quran and he said something about we're supposed to tell the truth, and then did I hear him say, I will try to tell the truth? Was that right, or did I misunderstand him?
To tell you the truth, Byron, I don't know. He did say, I will try. Okay. I'm told by the producer that he did say he will try.
Yeah, and then was it after that that he quoted about why the West is mistrustful of the Muslims because of 9/11? Was it after that?
It was. Don't know if it was before or after. I think it was after that. Yes.
Yeah. Well, so right there, he just lied like a filthy scumbag that I think he is. And I was a supporter of Obama, but when he brought up 9/11, there is no way in the world for him to go and make that remark that Islam or Muslims attacked the United States on at least they were solely responsible for the attack. Let me put it that way, on 9/11, and for him to make that remark, well, he was lying right there, wasn't he?
Well, you're absolutely right, and that is one thing that I actually tackled on my television show last Thursday, the same day of the speech. I said I challenge Obama to tell the truth about 9/11. Investigate 9/11. Tell us exactly what happened on 9/11. Who did it? Who's responsible for 9/11?
Yeah.
And I agree with you when you're saying, you know, why would he refer to that as that? But you know what? In reality, what happened on 9/11 and the story of 9/11 is what actually made, and the way the media covered 9/11 and where they put the blame on, is actually where it started, where Americans started mistrusting Muslims and the problem between Muslims and Americans started.
Yeah, you're exactly right. Because I mean, I lived in the States for quite a few years of my young life, and I was raised as a Christian, and yet I can never remember anything negative about Muslims ever being brought up. Now, they weren't a daily discussion to start with, but I can never remember anybody ever saying anything negative about Muslims or anything. It was only, you know, it's been only, well, it probably, you know, maybe after, I don't know, the 67 war, you started hearing a little bit about Muslims maybe and stuff like that. But up to that time, I've never heard a darn negative thing about Muslims.
Well, you're right. But also, let's remember that Hollywood, since the 20s and the 30s, you know, you remember the old movies with the Arab sheikh with the harem and the money and all that stuff. You know, having six or seven wives, etc. So the negativity has been there, but it was never brought to the outside and to the front as it was after 9/11. Yes, I agree with you. People didn't even know what Muslim was before 9/11. Many people did not know.
Yeah, anyway, that's all I wanted to say. So good show, you guys.
Very good.
Thanks,
appreciate
Frank.
It. Thanks a lot. Let's go to Dennis in Arkansas. Dennis, you're up next. Is Dennis still with us? Or is it Denise?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, this is Dennis. I enjoy your show. Very informative. I would like to give you a little bit of my experience in Dearborn, Michigan. Are you familiar with Dearborn, Michigan?
Yes.
Okay. I worked there for 2 years in the cable TV industry where I'd be in 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 houses a day. And I just want to tell people out there that the people in that area are some of the most gracious, hospitable, kind people I've ever been across in my whole life.
And they're Muslim?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to say Dearborn, Michigan is probably has the most concentrations of Arabs and Muslims in the country.
Wonderful people. Wonderful people. And one other thing, and I'll let you go. There's a documentary on WorldLink television called Real Bad Arabs. R-E-E-L, and it's a wonderful documentary. Tells you how Disney has demonized the Arabs for decades, and it's very informative if you can get a hold of that documentary.
Mm-hmm. It is very good. I've seen it.
Okay. All right. Well, enjoy your show. Carry on.
Thanks a lot. Thank you, Dennis.
I just wanted to point out Dearborn, Michigan. You know, I was invited by some very good Muslim friends of mine to a wedding up there. We were, I think, the only Christians there. And like Dennis said, we were treated graciously. Nobody chopped our heads or our hands off.
Tell me about it right after when we come back from the break, Mark. I want to hear it. We'll be right back.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyou.com. That's learnthesecretstoyou.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Mark, tell us what happened in the wedding.
Well, a beautiful woman was married by a good friend of mine, and I didn't get my head cut off.
You did not get your head cut off?
No, I was a Christian.
Damn.
And my wife was...
I didn't know you were going there.
Yeah, and my wife and kids, they were Christians, and they weren't tortured. They had their heads cut off, anything
all
like
right.
that.
Well, we can make arrangements. I mean, it's not too late yet. Hey, you know who I really miss? Rhonda.
Rhonda, yes.
Yes. What's up with her? We haven't heard from her in a long time.
She's out there. She sent me a few emails.
Yeah, I know. I get some of the emails. She always spoke wisdom. I mean, when she talks, it's like she's
of
one
course.
Of those.
Of course, she's Lebanese.
One of those Greek philosophers.
No, she's Lebanese. Like somebody else in this conversation.
Well, actually, Rhonda happened to be. Her great-grandfather is Algerian, And he was the, his name is Abdul Qadir al-Jazairi. And he is very well known in the Arab and Muslim world. He is the one that started the Algerian revolution, the 1 million-man war with France, and they finally got their independence. Anyway, I just thought about her, and we haven't heard from her in a long time. So hopefully she's listening. We'll just say hello, Rhonda. And, of course, hello to everyone who's listening to us around the world, especially in Amman, Jordan, and in Qatar, and many, many places and many states around the this very good country of ours. We need to keep it good. I'll tell you what, I'm ready to have some fun now. Are you ready to have some fun?
That depends on what your definition of fun is. If you're going to bring up some drunken, toothless hillbilly who's going to go on about how the Muslims are out to kill everybody, then I don't consider that very much fun.
Well, that will be the fun. Let's change the mood, okay? Let's just change the mood and have some excitement. Let's bring up Frank from West Virginia.
Think of the devil.
Oh, he just dropped.
Darn. He went to go get another beer out of the refrigerator. He'll be back.
You know what? now I'm laughing. I'm laughing about something else. I'm getting emails. From other people about Rhonda, but it's funny. I can't put that on the air. He was actually on hold from the beginning, but I guess he gave up after an hour and a half of holding. But I didn't, Frank normally takes the program into, it was very serious that we needed to get out the information and the analysis that we did. So I didn't want to go to Frank in the beginning, but now is the time actually to bring him up. So Frank, if you're still listening, come on up, because this is your segment. I left this segment for you. Anyway, what else is out there, Mark? What?
The thing that you mentioned about the rabbi out there who said that the way to fight these wars is to do it the Jewish way, which is to kill all the women, children, cattle, burn down their religious buildings and whatnot. And you know, the amazing thing is, Hashem, all anyone needs to do is to go back and read in the Old Testament, and they will see that he's not making this up. This is exactly, this is 4,000 years of Jewish history that we're talking about here. And this is the problem. This is the reason why the West does not understand these problems in the Middle East, because they do not understand the sentiments that are driving the Zionists. They don't understand that the Zionists, you know, they're like these people that are on this drug that drives them insane. And, of course, this drug is this Old Testament thinking that justifies going in and killing everyone in order to purify the land and make room for God's chosen people. So, but the real interesting thing is, you would think that these Jewish groups who, after all, the ADL, they issued a press release where they were going after the creator of Doonesbury, the cartoon strip, because in a recent edition of this cartoon, they were talking about how Jesus drove the moneylenders out of the temple. And the ADL just got absolutely, out of their mind with the fact that this writer of this cartoon strip was bringing up that old thing about Shylock and Jews and moneylenders, even though there was no mention of the word Jew in the cartoon strip. But yet, here you have a rabbi writing in this publication saying that the solution to the Middle East problem is to kill all the women and children and everything else, and the ADL and these other Jewish groups, they don't say a peep.
Very good. We'll be right back.
Stay back down. Whether you're a brother or whether you're a mother, we'll be living so long. We'll be living so long. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Backtalk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
All right. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I guess we could not have fun with Frank. And let's go ahead and have – but we are still – we're still going to have fun. You know, I guarantee you.
We hey, you have, know, Hisham, I'm sorry to interrupt. But, you know, Frank and the rest of the gang, they were conspicuously silent last week when you had Phil Turney from the USS Liberty on.
Oh, of course. What can they say? And by the way, the USS Liberty, the anniversary is coming up 2 days from now. Now, that's, you see, the truth is going to, Mark, I'm telling you, what I am seeing, it's like from, you know, the watchtower where I'm standing, I see it. They are scared to death of the truth, and they know the truth is going to come out one day. The American people are going to get hold of this truth and help them God when that happens.
Absolutely.
They've got to change the course of, you know, this destiny. They've got to change the course of destiny. They've got to do it now before it's too late. See, right now, it can be done. Let's solve the Palestinian-Israeli problem. They got to a point where they cannot kill all the Palestinians, and the world will not stand and wait until they do. So the only way to get rid of this destiny that they're looking at is to change the world, to change the way it's going. Change, 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 and that's why Obama came to actually – we're going to have a new world. We're going to have a totally new monetary system. We're going to have a new political system. The states as we know them and the countries as we know them, the system of politics as we know it, it's going to be no more. All you have to do is look at the system that was there a couple of hundred years ago, the system that was there 500 years ago, 800 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 1,500 years ago. The world political system changes all the time. It's dynamic. It is not static. So we are at the end. We are witnessing the end of history here, where the new history will begin with a new world, new understanding, new respect, new laws to actually communicate with each other. Hopefully, that justice and peace will be within those laws. Because, you know, now we're trying to stop Iran from acquiring the bomb. But who gives Israel the right to have 400 bombs? Who gives the United States the right to have 15,000 bombs? Who gives France, Russia, China, all these countries? Nobody, nobody on this world has the right to acquire any weapons of mass destruction. Nobody. Nobody has the right to acquire the bomb. Iran does not have the right to acquire the bomb. The United States does not have the right to have the bomb. Any weapon that can be used to kill innocent people, to kill the masses, should be illegal, and we should be living in a world where weapons of mass destruction does not exist. That's what we should do. Okay, let's go with Wes from Idaho, my friend from Idaho. Wes, you're up.
Yes, Sham, 2 points I want to make. Obama, besides his words that reference that the Muslims caused 9/11, he also went to Buchenwald. It's kind of interesting. He was there, and they reported 11,000 Jews perished at Buchenwald. Well, my figures come out that it's only like 200,000 or 300,000 if the same average at all the concentration camps and the Nazis had, it would have been about 200,000 or 300,000, the same as Bishop Williamson was saying a while back. Now, is Obama going to honor and go attend the Arlington Cemetery where they have the memorial for the USS Liberty on Monday?
Well, I don't know if he's going to be back on Monday because, well, I don't know.
I believe he's already back. I think he attended something in New York last night.
No. He was in France.
Okay.
Actually, today he was on the beaches of Normandy.
Well, I wanted to put the question up there. Is he going to attend the services at the –
Well, to send an email to that's a good question, and I think it should be. Now, I know the guys with the Liberty, they're going to be at the White House tomorrow.
Yes.
And,
right, Monday.
When?
Today's Monday. Today's Saturday,
Monday. I'm
right?
Sorry. I'm thinking tomorrow is Monday for some reason. Yes. So they're going to be there. If he's not there with them – on the Arlington Cemetery, I guess he will know that they are out there. But I don't think he's back. He might be coming back tomorrow. I don't know if his – I know he was staying 2 days in France, and I don't think he was going anywhere else but coming back.
Second point, the Bible, it most certainly says to honor mother and father. Would you know how many times the Bible uses the word motherless?
Motherless
versus fatherless, those two words. How many times does the Bible use those two words?
I'm not sure. Tell me and tell me why you're bringing this up.
Okay, well, we're talking about motherhood. Motherless is in the Bible 0 times. The word fatherless is in the Bible 43 times in reference to I will curse your people. I will make them fatherless. The The point I'm trying to make is that Christianity is supposed to be a patriarchal system, and the emphasis has gotten off that. In the courts today, a child is usually awarded to the mother, which is really not, I think, what God emphasized. He talks about turning the hearts of the children back to the father. Judaism is, of course, the opposite. Everything goes down through the mother, but the emphasis in Christianity is in the fathers. That's a point I just wanted to make. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Well, you know, let me say something about Judaism here. You know, we're talking about the Old Testament. We're talking about the Talmuds. We're talking about, you know, Jewish religion these days. Now, let me go on record and saying that some of the principles of equality and humanity, you will find it in Judaism. And if you don't know this, go back and check what Judaism is built on. Judaism is not a bad religion. But which Judaism are we talking about? I'm talking about the message of Moses. I'm talking about what Jesus came to teach, because he did say he's going to teach the message of Moses. Now, what we see today in Judaism, that is not what, and you see, this is really a trap that a lot of Muslims fall into, because in the Quran, Muslims are ordered to believe in Judaism and Christianity as religions of God. They are ordered. They cannot say no to Judaism. They cannot say no to Christianity. They are ordered to believe in God's books. Judaism, the original message of God, is a beautiful message. The message of respecting each other. The message of protecting life. The message of protecting other people's liberties and properties. It's in Judaism, ladies and gentlemen. It's in Judaism. But is it in what is being practiced now? Of course not. So let's make sure that we do, especially Muslims out there, that you do differentiate that because somebody is following the Jewish religion, that does not mean he's following the Jewish religion that is in the Quran, and that's what the Quran talked about. That's an important point that people need to realize and understand. Mark.
Never mind.
Well, say it. Say it. I know you're sitting there and I can feel smoke coming out.
No, here is what it is. You cannot say that the Judaism as it exists in the Old Testament, that it is a religion of equality.
Wait. I did not say the religion that Judaism that exists in the Old Testament. I said Judaism that Jesus came to teach what Moses' message was.
Okay,
that's the Judaism
Moses
that I'm talking about.
Moses' message was to go into the Holy Land and kill all of the women and children, except for the little girls who were still virgins. They can
well,
keep them. The
that's
Israelite men
what
can keep
see,
them for themselves.
Well, that's what you see. You're getting that again. Again, you're getting that not from God.
Okay, fine. Then you need to qualify that then. See, this is how we've gotten into the mess that we're in, is that nobody has sat down, with the exception of the Muslims, nobody has sat down and with a rational, moral mindset looked at the Old Testament and said, we're not supposed to kill, we're not supposed to steal, we're not supposed to lie, we're not supposed to do this, but yet all of these people in the Old Testament who did it supposedly were supposed to believe that that they were holy people because they did it.
Well, I mean, you know, you have to take into considerations, and now I'm going to get a lot of phone calls. You have to take in considerations, you know, how did we get to have the Bible, the Old Testament? You know, what it went through all these ages, what it went through. And by the time we got it now in 2009, I think we can probably safely say that maybe we're not interpreting what we're reading right. Let me put it that way. I don't want to get people upset with me, because I do respect everybody's belief. And if you do believe that you are reading the Word of God in the New Testament and in the Old Testament, that's fine. I'm not going to disagree with you. But what I'm telling you is maybe we're not interpreting what it says correctly.
Well, here's the thing, Hashem. Now, we know based upon scholarly research, and I'm talking about a book that was published about 2 years ago by a Princeton University professor. It's called Jesus and the Talmud. And he went through the Talmud, the Jewish Talmud, and went through all of the passages detailing how Jesus is dealt with in Judaism. They have taken the memory of Jesus and completely perverted it to suit their interests. Now, if they would do it with Jesus and with his mother in the Talmud, then why are we to assume that they didn't do it with Moses and Abraham and Joshua and all the rest of these guys? Maybe Moses didn't go in and tell the Israelites to kill all of these people and to take their little virgin daughters. Maybe he was a completely different man, more in the spirit of Jesus Christ, but the Jews said, we can't have somebody like this. We need a warrior who is going to make us a powerful, fearsome people among other peoples.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, we really have to, when we look at these, I mean, there are so many things in the Bible that we can argue about, that we can say, you know, it doesn't make sense. How could God actually do this, or how could God actually say this? I mean, like, for instance, just, you know, what I'm looking at now from the messages that I'm getting from people out there, you know, like in Numbers, in, according to Numbers 27, chapter 27, verse 1 through 11, it says, widows and sisters don't inherit at all. Daughters can inherit only if their deceased father had no sons. Now, to me, I have a problem with that, unless it's saying completely something else that I don't, that I'm not interpreting right here. And it goes on. Listen to this. It says in another place, it says, if a man happens to meet a virgin who is not pledged to be married and rapes her, and they are discovered, he shall pay the girl's father 50 shekels of silver. He must marry the girl, for he has violated her. He can never divorce her as long as he lives. You know, we're not seeing anything about women here. You know, we're seeing that if you rape a girl, you pay 50 shekels. And you must marry her. What about if the girl does not want to marry this SOB who violated her? Now, to me, when I read verses like that, somebody needs to explain this to me, because I'm confused. Why would God say such a thing?
Absolutely.
Am I stepping on people's toes out there, Mark?
No. These are questions that should have been asked and answered thousands of years ago, Hashem. How about the one passage where if two men are fighting and the wife of one of them comes to rescue her husband from the man attacking him, and she reaches out and accidentally grabs him by his private parts, you are to cut off her hand and show her no pity. I mean, here's this guy. He's getting the tar beat out of him by some other guy. The wife comes to save him. She accidentally grabs him by the family jewels, and what happens? She gets her hand cut off.
Well, it depends what she does in the family jewels she grabs him. Okay. People didn't. They did not hear a word.
Then again, maybe they should cut off her.
Anyway, but you see, I mean, you know, stuff like that, it makes you wonder, what was the original message? You know,
absolutely.
What was, you know, the original, because we do not have a document that is original. You know, these five books that supposedly Moses had received – Where is the original copy? Where is it? What did it say?
It's in the basement of the Federal Reserve Bank.
Probably. I'll tell you what. We do have Ramsey is waiting on the line from Canada. Ramsey, welcome to the program.
Hello?
Yes, hi.
Yes, hello, sir. I want to make a comment. So throughout your program, you've been saying that the truth is coming out, and I totally agree with you. And also, sir, the truth is also coming out not only against the Jewish Israelis, it's also coming out against the Jewish left, like Chomsky and all those people, because people begin to realize that those people's arguments don't make sense anymore.
Exactly. Ramsey, hold on to that thought. We'll be right back, right after the break.
Okay.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Mark, you heard what the commercial said. It said 50 is the new 40. So
you're gonna be 50 this year.
I'm gonna be 50 this year in August. Don't tell anyone. I don't want this on the air. You know, I have a reputation out there. Okay, so I'm gonna be. But wait a minute. It's 40. Remember what the commercial said? It's 40. You just have to worry about the prostate thing now. That doesn't change. All right, Ramsey, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, I just want to say that like the truth is coming out against everybody, including the Jewish left, like Chomsky and Steven Zunes and so on, because their arguments don't make sense anymore. And so so this is
well, really, you know, good, Ramsey, you know? Ramsey, it was making sense as long as it was the Zionist organization and the Zionist way of thinking was the Jewish way of thinking. But right now we have to agree that there are many Zionists out there who do not think that what the Zionist movement came up with is going to work and to save Israel and save the Jewish people. They've got to do this change.
Yes, but sir, unfortunately, there just like, and I think Mark Glenn mentioned this, like most of them are silent. They're just like, they're like sitting ducks. They didn't do anything. Like, although they know what's happening wrong, but they don't.
Are you talking about the Jewish people?
Yes.
Oh, definitely, definitely. But you see now, just like Americans, like everybody else in the world, they are beginning to see that this state of Israel is not what they learned it was. And now they're seeing that everybody, even Jewish people, they're getting away from that state.
Yes.
So definitely, definitely they were blind with what Israel was doing. And now they're realizing that if we are to save Israel, now they're not going against Israel. They want to save Israel because the only way they can do that is by actually changing the course of history, changing the course of the future.
Yes. But see, sir, in my opinion, they want to what they have to do is they have to expose the Jewish Israeli organizations and what they're doing wrong, and they don't do that. Like they just sit there and don't do anything, and like they and claim that Israel is doing this because of the United States interest, and that's of course a lie.
Well,
yes,
yeah, go ahead, Mark.
No, he's right, and this is the problem. You know, for Christians, you know, the story of Good Friday and the fact that you know, a week before Jesus rode into Jerusalem and he was welcomed as a savior and as a king. And then a week later, these same people were calling for him to be crucified. And the thing that changed all of that was that their leaders got to them and rattled them. That is the problem. And so you understand that about the Jewish culture, you will not understand any of what is going on right now.
Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Mark. Thanks, Ramsey. And thank everyone in the Skype room. We will see you next Saturday. I will be, I will be going to Palestine. I'll tell you about it next Saturday. So go out there, do the right thing. Good night, everybody. We'll see you next Saturday.
With recent